The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined with Daniel Ross. And Daniel, you're the brand manager for Amana. Thank you so much for being here.
Good to be here. Good to be back.
Yes. You know, with 2024 just around the corner, there's a lot of things that are happening. What do you think are going to be the important themes that HVAC contractors should be paying attention to?
Yeah, it's important to start looking to 2024 as we're recording this, right? It's already November. Mm-hmm. They're already starting to play the Christmas music in all of the stores, right? So it's just around the corner, and it's been on my mind. I think there's going to be a few things. If I could distill it down to probably about four main themes, I think that we're going to see in the HVAC industry in 2024. First one I kind of want to touch on is the economy. There's some tailwinds, there's some headwinds and some risks as well. Aside from that, there's some big stuff coming with regulatory and refrigerant that's going to impact all of us. When you look at consumer preference and demand out there, regulatory, in addition to that, is the growing shift towards electrification and heat pumps with incentives and all of that. And so I think that's going to be a big theme. And then the fourth thing I think is just more advancement in IoT, smart and connected systems, cloud technology, diagnostics. It's been around. It's not that new, but I think we're going to continue to see more in that area. So I think those are the four main things. I think contractors are going to see other things, you know, with hiring, those challenges continue and all of that. But those are kind of the four things on my mind, at least. So
you brought up the headwinds and tailwinds that we see in the economy and also regulatory wise. What are some of the big headwinds or tailwinds that you see on the economic side?
Yeah, it's something I always think about. And actually, prior to this brand role, I was in a kind of a market research, market analytics job. So mm-hmm. I try to take that curiosity with me into this role. So I enjoy talking about it, but you know, it's not all bad news. I don't think, you know, despite the tough conditions that we've seen, the economy actually has exceeded expectations. There's been a lot of talk about recession. Mm-hmm. And we really never really saw that. And there's still some risk, coming in 2024 that we're gonna have to look out for. But, you know, when you look at replacement demand, there's a lot of models out there that are looking at, you know, how healthy the conditions look in a year, but most of them focus kind of on like four main sort of things, and that's consumer confidence or consumer sentiment. What's that looking mm-hmm. like? Employment, unemployment metrics, home sales, particularly the existing home sales. In fact, some models say that almost 60% of their model is tied to existing home sales mm-hmm. in some way. You know, there's debate over how much of an influence, but I think we all agree it has a pretty significant influence. And there's some challenges in that area and will continue to be in 2024. And then one that I don't think, which was a bigger issue maybe in the past, was personal savings. Or I shouldn't say issue. Personal savings with stimulus that happened a couple of years ago really changed the game, where we saw low consumer confidence during COVID, but we had a lot of people whose bank accounts actually looked better than they were, at least in terms of influx in cash. But now, you know, as we're getting into 2024, a lot of that has now been spent. And so, I think the tailwinds, though, when you look at something like consumer confidence, is we've been recovering this year. It's slow and steady. It's not at some of the lows we saw, you know, during the pandemic era. So there's a slow recovery and there's a cautious optimism with consumers. So I think that's a tailwind. And that's also paired with a very healthy unemployment metrics right now. We're starting to gain more recovery and gain more jobs. And so those two things are connected. And I think that's helping a lot of And of course, the inflation. There's been a lot of inflation fears this year, and we've really seen inflation to subside. And I think we're getting through that. And again, not just HVAC, but in all segments, right? So I think those are some good tailwinds going into 2024. Unfortunately, though, when you look at whether that consumer sentiment is going to continue with things like interest rates where they are, and that impact on affordability and access to cash and all of that, I think is going to temper a little bit, you know, the consumer sentiment in 2024. So, but, you know, there's still a healthy amount of replacement in the market, and it's still the majority of what's out there. If you think about the housing boom that happened in the early 2000s, right, 2005, a lot of those we've been replacing, and there's still some of that. You know, we're talking 15 years now, and you know, that's in line where we start to see a lot of replacements. So, you know, but it's gonna that starts to fall off a little bit, right? And we start to dip into that era in the mid 2000s where we were a recession in the housing stock, right? That was built during that time. It wasn't as aggressive, right?
Right.
There was a crash. So, you know, so there's some things to look out for in 2024. Those are some significant risks, and I think it's important to talk about how, you know, we need to get ready. There's some things to take advantage of, like, you know, consumer sentiment and recovering and unemployment. I think there's a lot of opportunity there as far as recovering, but being aware of the risks that are out there.
So that's kind of the economic, you know, tailwinds and headwinds that we have. What about the regulatory changes that we see coming?
Yeah, big things coming with regulatory. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's kind of, we've been talking about the transition away from, you know, refrigerant, the, you know, HFCs to H2Ls and that shift. And even recently, there's been some rulings coming from the EPA, and there's some new implications possibly on not just manufacturers, but how this stuff can be sold beyond 2025 and beyond, right? So next year is all going to be about getting ready for this transition. And so everyone's going to have to get ready, not just contractors, distributors, manufacturers, homeowners need to have, there's going to be some education as well that needs to happen. The good news is that Daikin's been ready and preparing for this with R32. There's a lot of benefits with R32, and we could spend a lot of time going over that, but at least with the MANA products that we're gonna start to see the rollout of new R32 products next year. And the benefits with R32 are numerous. The good news as for us too is that it's not just, while these are new regulations, it's really not a new refrigerant for us. I mean, there are over 230 million of these have been installed worldwide. So it's kind of a, you know, we'd say a MANA is a tried and true brand. I mean, R32 is a tried and true refrigerant. So, you know, there's it's proven, it's efficient. I think what is really beneficial for contractors is how easy it's going to be to use. And with these restrictions coming in place, things like being able to reuse and recycle and reclamation, all of that's going to be more important. And with R32 being a single component refrigerant, that makes it much easier than some of the blends that are out in the market. It's going to be much easier to use. You can charge it in both gas and liquid phases. It's going to be easier to handle. And so that's a big part of being able to get jobs done.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're going to start to see as early as, you know, late spring next year and throughout the rest of the year, we're going to start seeing those R32 launches to get ready. So with that in the economy, you know, there's some things that I think was from an amount of program standpoint that contractors can do to get ready. You know, despite some of the risks out there, I think it's important to encourage contractors to, you know, even though there might be some pessimism about maybe what's going to happen, yes, you want to get your finances in order, and yes, you want to be prepared, but, you know, don't make cuts to things like marketing. I don't know. Would you agree with that? I feel like sometimes contractors, when things get tough, that's like, okay, got to cut marketing, got to cut training. And sometimes these are the times where maybe you need to do even more of it, or at least more efficient ways of it. Do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the biggest theme that I always say when it comes to marketing, when it comes to training, when it comes to anything that you're investing in, really, is you got to test and you have to measure. And so you have to, I think, when you are kind of tightening the belt, do more of, double down on the things that are working, right?
Yeah.
And do less of the things that are not working. But the only way you can determine that is by making sure that you're tracking, measuring, and looking at the results that you have. You know, Ruth King, who we use quite a bit for a lot of the financial classes, that she always says, you know, what is your ROI? If you're making an ROI on it, just continue doing it.
Right.
You know, a contractor came to her one time, and she tells this story a lot, and said, hey, I did this marketing promotion, and we spent, you know, $5,000 on it, and we ended up making $10,000. And she said, well, do more of that.
You know? Exactly.
And it's that simple. And so I think that's the key. You don't want to just throw money. Okay, yeah, I've been spending $50,000 on marketing. I'm going to just keep spending 50, but make sure that you have a plan, I think, is the biggest advice you could give anyone.
100%. And if the ROI is there, why not, you know, get further return on that investment? And so from a man of program standpoint, we want to encourage it, and maybe you're going to be smarter with it, like you said. Maybe you're going to reallocate what you advertise or what you invest in, whether it's digital marketing. And so, you know, we have a very rich accrual program for Amana contractors to be able to use funds. They can, as they buy Amana products, right, they get an accrual that they can use to for marketing and promotional purposes. And for Amana, it's a 3% accrual. And on our inverter side discharge product, they get double that accrual. They get 6%. So as they invest in S-Series and in Amana products, they get access to that accrual, and they can use them for 15 months and to use them for digital marketing. So, you know, even though there may be some tightening of the belt possibly in 2024, who knows, we still want to have a program that's going to help you through it and help continue to support contractors in their advertising efforts, because those are going to be just as important, if not more, in 2024.
So, you know, accrual funds, for some that are listening, they may have never heard that term before.
Yeah.
How is an accrual fund different than a traditional co-op marketing program that maybe a lot of other manufacturers may use?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, some manufacturers, if you want to participate in some sort of a co-op program, they would require usually some investment, and then they would match that investment. So meaning the dealer would put in some money, and maybe the manufacturer would match those funds. With our accrual program, you accrue dollars that you're able to have access to, and you get 100% access to those. You can use all of those funds for promotional purposes without any matching required from the contractor.
Well, and there's even more flexibility with the accrual program, right? Can contractors use it for, let's say, software? Is that available for them?
That's right. So there's some software, whether it's in-home selling tools, whether it's some of the operational software that's out there for technician management and enablement software, training to go to trainings, to pay for the trainings. Of course, digital marketing and advertising and your mailers and all of the traditional forms of marketing, if it helps you promote your business, we will allow you to use those funds for the most likely. I mean, that's the goal. We all benefit if the ROI is there from a promotional standpoint.
What about even industry associations?
Yeah, so if certain things, like, let's say, Better Business Bureau, you want either, you know, to be a member of that, we would reimburse those fees up to $5,000. And then things like, you know, strategic alliance groups. We also do, you know, some of the listing companies that are out there, lead gen companies, Angie, you know, those sort of companies. We allow you to use accrual funds for those. So lots of flexible opportunities. And so again, in 2024, we've got funds available for contractors as they buy Amana programs. And I think that's going to help with, you know, some of the concerns they may have about that marketing budget in 2024.
Yeah, that's a really flexible program. Just talking a little bit more about the MANA program in general, I know that you're looking at the 2024 program and still trying to put that together. Mm-hmm. Historically, and maybe there's going to be some components available, what sort of programs do you have available or have you had available in terms of like employee incentives for selling product?
Yeah. So if you're, we have, you know, a comfort advisor incentive program,
mm-hmm.
And we partner with different distributors in different regions. And so it's available most places, but it is a bit, it may be restricted in certain markets. But generally speaking, we have a very competitive a comfort advisor reward program. As they sell MANA products, they get a reloadable debit card, and we pay awards based on what they sell. And it's usually higher efficiency, so 15-2 SEER and up products, mm-hmm. and it goes higher as you go up the efficiency level. So we have those. And I think a big part of, you know, speaking on this theme of economic challenges in 2024, a big part of our program is around consumer financing.
Yeah.
And I know in your program here, it's a big theme as well. And we really want to try to make this affordable, not just for contractors, but for homeowners. And so it's, you know, one of our biggest investments from a marketing support standpoint is to make sure that this is at the forefront. And, you know, if you're concerned about the economy in 2024, you know, lead with consumer financing. You know, Forbes magazine had that article a few months ago that said that 61% of homeowners making $100,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm.
So, you know, if you're a contractor out there and most of your business is cash, I mean, that's excellent, but it is a very small subset of the market. And the other thing to consider too is even if homeowners have the cash, right? I mean, if you're sitting on $20,000, right, you probably don't want to spend that on an HVAC system. And with the way interest rates are, one of the benefits of it is there's a lot of aggressive high yield savings account and CDs and things like that that are paying up to 4 or 5%, right? You know, you could offer an 18-month no interest, right, to a homeowner, and they could stick $20,000 into a high yield savings and get 5% on that. That's $1,000, and give them 18 months, right, to be able to pay that off. And so I think people need to lead with it because there's something for the cash buyer and there's something for the person who can't write that check for $20,000. And so that's going to be really critical. And what we try to do as a MANA program standpoint is those dealer fees that are associated with a loan, right? In any loan, whether you're swiping a credit card or whether you're doing a loan, there's usually a fee associated with any non-cash transaction. And so those dealer fees, we have a program where we will buy down those dealer fees on those loans to make them more affordable, or in many cases to be net zero.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're participating with one of our preferred vendors, we work with GoodLeap and Optimus with EGIA to offer these buy down rebates. So on usually these 15-2 SEER and up products, as you you can do 10-year loans, you can do 15 years, you can do the 12 months. There's a variety of loans that you can choose from, and the dealer fees that are associated with those, you can get a rebate up to 3% on most products, and then on the S years we do up to a 6% buy down rebate. So if that loan costs you, you know, if it's a $10,000 loan, all right, and the dealer fee on that is, let's say it's 6%, right, and it's an S series unit, you know, you're going to get the full 6% back. That's $600, right, that you're going to get via rebate. And many of those companies like GoodLeap and Optimus will do, you know, a direct deposit right into your account.
Yeah, so that's cash. It's not actually a credit on your account or anything.
That's
like
cash
that.
Back to you. So again, got to lead with consumer financing. It's going to be better for the homeowner for affordability. It might open up their cash, you know, options as well. And remember, they can pay these loans off anytime. If there's any hesitancy about, oh, I don't want to lock my homeowner into 15 years. Well, most aren't. Most of them, they'll tell you, I'm sure you've had them on, right? It's like, what, 80% and by year 4 pay off
right
their loans, and there's no prepayment penalty. So again, you know, it's just on the theme of what to expect in 2024. If you're not leading with consumer financing, you're going to miss a lot of opportunities, even with your cash buyers. But most of your buyers are not going to be having a lot of cash. And that's true today, and it'll be true next year. So
kind of speaking about programs and things that makes the Amana program unique, I think one of the strongest things that has always been in the Amana portfolio is the warranties that Amana offers. But there's been some changes, some regulations, mm-hmm. and some different things. So I don't know. I know you weren't prepared for this, but is there anything briefly that you can talk about as far as the Amana warranties, what's happening with those in 2024 and beyond?
Yeah, I mean, we're still going strong with a lifetime unit replacement mm-hmm. warranty on our 15.2 SEER and up Amana products and most of our Amana brand furnaces as well. Amana was the first company to offer a unit replacement warranty 30-something years ago. And so they were the first, and we're still going strong with that, and it's still a huge differentiator. And our goal with it is to keep to really reinforce the customer for life mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if new customer acquisition is tough for a dealer next year, well, at least we got a really strong program to help them acquire new ones, but really keep their existing ones for life. So we continue to support that. There are certain states that have passed legislation that have restricted that in Texas and Florida a little bit, but we've reinforced those programs with a very strong, and this is one of the benefits we have, is we have our own ESA program, our mm-hmm. extended service agreement. These are manufacturer backed and run. So we get to make those decisions about what type of plans we want to have without a lot of, you know, oversight. And so we've reinforced our standard warranty with a good lifetime warranty in Texas and Florida still to support contractors. It's still a big part of the brand.
So the other big push, I mean, there's been a lot of talk. You've got the Inflation Reduction Act, and there's I know there's over 2,700 different local utility rebates driving towards this incentive of heat pumps and electrification here in North America. What do you see with all of the backing that Amana has through Daikin's core technologies of heat pump, inverter, and refrigerant management? How are we ready for that?
Yeah, it's a big thing. So that was kind of the third theme that I really is on my mind for 2024. You know, whether we like it or not, electrification and heat pump technology is going to be a huge emphasis, and we're going to see a shift in both government regulation and incentives and utility programs, as you mentioned. But I also don't think that you know, I think we need to keep in mind too about the emerging consumers and their preference towards these things. Gen Z right now is about 20% of the U.S. population, which is a slightly bigger than the number of Gen X's out there. I mean, this is a significant part. And if you look at their consumer preferences around sustainability and around, you know, green initiatives, it's pretty prevalent. And so contractors stand to benefit and understand, like, this is also part of the changing consumer sentiment. And, you know, the government is looking at data right now where, you know, if you take if every single home in North America, or let's say the U.S., if all of the units were converted to heat pumps, that equates to 32 million cars off the road in terms of annual emissions. So that's the numbers. Those are the metrics mm-hmm. that the federal government's looking at. They're tasked with having to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and heat pumps is the most effective way that they see to do that. And so that's why we're seeing these programs with IRA, with Massachusetts, with Mass Save, yep. and Greener Homes Canada, and so we want to have products and programs that are ready to support contractors to do that. And the good news is, I think we've got a great line of high efficiency products, and especially this year with the launch of our Amana side discharge inverter, the Amana S series, this fits this kind of these initiatives just perfectly. It's heat pump technology that has a wide operation range. It's got an inverter in there that's going to give the homeowner consistent comfort. And it's super quiet. It's the unit of the future if you look at the design. I mean, you want to, the units of the future are going to be smaller, you know, less notable. They're going to be quieter and they're going to be more efficient. And that's what the Amana S Series is. And it has a lifetime unit replacement warranty. So we're big. That was launched this year. And now launching right now, there's an enhanced capacity version of those. And the matchups that we have available, the systems available for the enhanced capacity, all meet many of those programs that you just talked about for tax rebates or tax credits. So they hit the IRA 25C tax credits. They are also eligible in the north for Energy Star cold climate designation, which is what required for a lot of those utility programs. So lots of savings for the homeowners. Again, if affordability is going to be an issue next year, this is another opportunity where we've got the right products to be able to present to homeowners some good solutions where they're going to be able to at least get some savings through those incentive programs.
I think it was in 2012, there was a device connected to the internet for every man, woman, and child on the planet. The last I heard, there's like 9 devices connected to the internet for every man, woman, and child on the planet.
Probably a 9-to-1 ratio in my own house right now. So
when you think about that, what is Amana doing in terms of IoT and connected devices?
Yeah, IoT has been around. It's an important technology. It's not something new that we're talking about right now, but it is emerging. We're seeing more and more of it. Homeowners want to be connected. Mm. And across not just HVAC systems, right, but this is a fully connected home. And so one of the things that we, with the launch of the S-Series inverter side discharge system, we also recently launched Amana Cloud Services. And this is a kind of a connected technology that uses the cloud. And with our Amana S-Series systems alongside our Amana Smart Thermostat, which is installed with the S-Series, it leverages this communicating technology, goes to the cloud, and is able to communicate to contractors, you know, in real time. So, of course, the homeowner has the benefits of the Amana Smart Thermostat. They can connect Wi-Fi connect. They can talk to Alexa and Google like a lot of the smart thermostats out there. Excuse me. But with the cloud-connected technology, now we're sending metrics, you know, through contractor-connected portal if the homeowners opt into it, and we can be more proactive about certain things. And as we talk about tightening the belt again in 2024, if you're trying to look for ways to keep those customers for life and be different, this is an opportunity to offer a white glove experience for your homeowner and to be different than what other contractors are doing in the market. Because with Amana Cloud Services, if the homeowner opts in, now you're able to look at their system. First of all, when you install the system, there's installation and commissioning reports that you can run for the contractors that are doing it and for the homeowner to show them, hey, here's how your system is operating. And it's as we talked about, you know, you're going to get this consistent comfort. But then after that, they're able to monitor, hey, how's it working? And they're able to do that remotely. And again, if contractors are challenged with getting, you know, employees and technicians, I mean, this is going to give them the ability to work more efficiently. So an example might be, you know, the contractor can actually see what's going on in that system. And maybe they didn't run an over-the-air update, right? Heat turns on for the, you know, for the winter time and cold air comes out and the homeowner calls the contractor, what's going on? They're able to look at that system. Oh, did we run over the air update? No, we didn't do that, right? Or mm-hmm. is this configured correctly? So they can actually see everything the homeowner sees or and control the thermostat in every way the homeowner can remotely. They also have access to, you know, air codes and, you know, different things that are running in the system. So, you know, they're able to provide a really impressive white glove service for the homeowner, and it's going to save them that trip. It's going to, you know, and the homeowner's going to be, I think, impressed that they're able to solve these issues proactively as well. So we've launched a Man Cloud services with the S series, and that it is a per license per homeowner, and those licenses are free for the first year. So we encourage contractors to utilize them. Of course, we'll be doing training so people understand how to use them and the value of them. But it's the whole purpose of it is to enhance the relationship between the homeowner and the contractor. Lifetime unit replacement warranty with a monitored system that proactively engages the homeowner and makes sure their system's working properly and is optimized. And it even has a real estate API flag where homeowner moves and it lets the contractor know that this home has changed hands. So not only are you able to keep your customers for life, but you're also able to say, acquire new customers and say, hey, visit the new homeowner and said, send them a note, say, we were the contractors that originally installed this system. Here's how it's running, and maybe send them that report and say, please reach out to us if you guys are interested in us continuing to support this system. So it's a great way to support homeowners and to be different. So exciting.
So, I mean, those are the things that you're telling everybody to pay attention to. What specifically, when you talk to your contractors, kind of some takeaways, what are some of the economic tailwinds that you think contractors should take advantage of?
Well, a recovering consumer sentiment is important. Know that there's still a healthy amount of optimism from homeowners about the future. So, as much as we talk about these concerns with regulation and with interest rates, they're feeling that a little bit, but with stronger employment and other things, it's not as grim as I think maybe the news headlines might tell you, because as we measure it, there's still a healthy amount of that. And so I think telling that story, when you're at the kitchen table, still giving your best recommendation for replacement, I still think there's still a healthy amount of appetite for that. So that's certainly one of them. I would say that, with lending right now, it is, again, a challenge with, inflation. That is a tailwind because we're starting to see that diminish. Right, so it's on the downside, and that's going to be a good opportunity for affordability for homeowners. Mm-hmm. But also, I would also mention that, with the upcoming, the other reverse of this is with some of the regulation. If there's concern about HVAC cost increasing next year, now's the time. And if homeowners go and they Google about what's happening with HVAC systems and pricing, you're going to see a lot of recommendations say, if you're thinking about it, you probably should do it now, right? Mm-hmm. Because, inflation is diminishing, but some of the cost structure is still with us to stay for a little while. And so if you're looking for significant relief in the immediate future, it's probably not there. So if you're thinking about replacing it, now is probably the time. And that could be to their advantage.
So Daniel, somebody's listening to this and they say, wow, I really like everything Amana has to offer. I think Amana could be a good fit for me. Where should they go if they want more information on becoming an Amana dealer?
So they're welcome to just comment directly on this episode, and we can reach out. Another thing is if you go to our website, amana-hac.com, there is a Become an Amana Dealer submission there. So feel free. We monitor those actively and reach out. And so you can go there to get more information and we'll get you in touch with the right person.
All right. Thank you so much, Daniel. I really appreciate you being here. For all of you out there, if you liked this episode, you want to see more, please go ahead and like it. Also, please go ahead and follow us so you can be informed of all of the other episodes that we have coming up. Daniel, thank you so much for coming back.
Thanks, man.
Look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.